Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 27th of December 1974. The title is, May You Be a Yogi and Pure Through the Attainment of Blessings. Today's gathering is of the souls who have attained all blessings from the Bestower of Blessings. Out of all the blessings attained from the Bestower of Blessings, what are the two main blessings in which all other blessings are merged? Do you know them very well, or have you become the embodiment of the blessings and an image that grants blessings? Those who are the images that grant blessings to themselves can become an embodiment and a bestower who grants blessings to others. So ask yourself, have you become an embodiment of the two main blessings? That is, the blessings of, may you be yogi, may you be pure. Have you become an embodiment of this special course? Have you finished this course, or are you still doing the course? The meaning of the 7 days course is merged in these two main blessings. Have all those who are sitting here finished the course, or are you still doing the course? To do the course means to return having filled yourself with force. If you don't experience the force of constantly being yogi and pure, that is, of being an embodiment of power, then you wouldn't be called an embodiment of power, but someone who is still practicing to become an embodiment of power. The form of the self should constantly and naturally stay in your awareness. Just as you are constantly and naturally able to remember your corporeal form, you don't even have to practice this, but have to make effort to forget it. In the same way, your original form and your being the embodiment of blessings should constantly be in your awareness. There shouldn't be the slightest name or trace of impurity or forgetfulness. This is known as having done the course of blessings. Have you done such a course? Just as you don't allow someone who hasn't completed the 7 days course to come to class, in the same way, Brahmin children who don't finish this course in a practical way are not allowed to come into the first class either by Bap Dada or by the Brahma. Which is the first class? They cannot come at the beginning of Satyug. Since you don't allow them to come to class, even the Brahma cannot give them the right to go into the first class. In order to go into the first class, you should have these two main blessings in a practical way. That is, the blessings of being yogi and pure. There should be complete ignorance of forgetfulness and impurity. You are now at the confluence age, and so you should experience this sanskar or form as not belonging to you, but as belonging to your past birth and not yours anymore. The feeling should be, I am a Brahmin and this form or sanskar belongs to the Shudra. To experience these sanskars as being separate from yourself, as though they are someone else's sanskars, is known as being loving and detached. Just as the soul and body are two separate things, but due to ignorance, the two have been mixed. In the same way, mine has been considered as I, and due to this mistake, you have received so much distress, sorrow, and peacelessness. In the same way, the sanskars of forgetfulness and impurity don't belong to you as a Brahmin, but they belong to a Shudra. By considering them to be mine, that is, mine in inverted commas, you become influenced by Maya and you become distressed, That is, you leave the honor of being a Brahmin behind. So check this little mistake to see that it is not your sanskar or your form. Do you understand? So, only when you put the first lesson of being yogi and pure into practice can you claim a right to becoming the same as the Father and coming close to the Father. Today, Bap Dada has especially come to meet the same souls of the previous kalpa, those who have been separated for a long period of time, those who very earnestly remain in Baba's remembrance, those who constantly entertain themselves with the pure thought of celebrating an Avyakt meeting, those who tie Bap Dada with the string of their love, those who make Avyakt Bap Dada Vyakt like themselves, the new children and the children who are physically living in the faraway countries. So, who is more powerful? Those who tie or the one who gets tied? Baba says, Wah children, well done children. Bap Dada has special love for the new ones. Why is this? Faith brings constant victory. The main reason for special love is that the new children constantly make effort to have an Avyakt meeting. Their lamps of the pure hopes of experiencing through the Avyakt form, the activities carried out by the Sakar form, are constantly ignited. In order to give them their fruit, Bap Dada also especially and automatically remembers those who make such effort. Therefore, the good morning, love, and remembrance of today from Bap Dada is, first of all, especially for the new children all around. As well as this, all are Baba's children. It is not possible to constantly celebrate the Avyakt meeting through the Vyakt form, and therefore, after coming here, you have to return. However, the Avyakt meeting through the Avyakt form can be celebrated all the time. To such children who are the bestowers of blessings, love, remembrances, and namaste. Om Shanti.